You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Yeah, it is the lightning round. It's the Festivus edition of the lightning round. And we don't know what we're doing, but they keep on paying us to do this crap.
It is the lightning round. I have not done a lightning round in a very long time. This is Nick's segment. And by the way, he tweeted
at me. I
know,
I love the fact
he's threatening me.
He's down in the Bay Area with his family, but he's keeping an eye on us, like saying, do me proud.
Yeah, are you threatening me? He said this would be one of his grievances if I messed it up. But that's awesome.
Nice, that's pretty good.
Let us begin with Grayson Allen. Once again in the news for being a turd on the court, he tripped a player, the third such instance of him doing it, then compounded it by screaming like a baby on the bench, crying into his chest in the locker room. Today, Coach K suspended him indefinitely. One, the kid clearly has issues, not just on-court behavior similar to Draymond Green, but also with how he handles problems. This should be a major red flag to NBA teams because character is clearly an issue. Two, if he can play, then the NBA team shouldn't be scared. He tripped a guy and got a technical foul. Guys have done way worse things and still been on NBA rosters. This is not a big deal and shouldn't be. Three, NBA stuff aside, this is typical Duke crap. Entitled kids playing for an entitled coach. No one should be shocked by this because this is their MO. Call me when Duke doesn't whine and cry about something.
You know, normally I'd be like, it's too easy to single out Duke for, and a lot of people have been throwing the E-word entitlement out, but it's the third time. If he were suspended already, it's like they could have nipped it in the bud, stopped Hitler at Munich, however you want to put it. So yeah, that one is typical Duke entitlement crap.
Michael Floyd earned a massive DUI a couple of weeks ago, and he blew a .217. The Patriots, who always seem to be the bad behavior whisperers, or at least they like to say they are, quickly claimed him off waivers from the Cardinals. Today, Bill Belichick said he was not aware of the level of alcohol Floyd had consumed when they claimed him. One, Floyd could end up doing a couple months of jail time because of the DUI, so all of this could be moot in the end. And this dude has way bigger issues than being on an NFL team if he was at a .217. Two, this is pretty typical Patriots. They act like the rulers of the NFL who do things the right way and can solve any problem, but they have a history of cheating and a history of bringing in guys like this. Belichick is full of it. Three, this is the NFL, which stands for not for long if you lose games. That's not exactly Glanville's quote, but it still works. Belichick has won as many Super Bowls as he has for a reason. This signing looks really bad right now, but if he can contribute, then in the end, it's smart.
And that's all New England cares about. He's not as bad as Saban, who has the quote forever. Of all the years, he actually tried to convince us he didn't know November 8th was election day, which I think was the most insulting thing. So I'm sorry, but in the end, winner take all, I got to go with C, and I'm not embarrassed for me. I'm embarrassed for all of us, the fact that I can even consider C.
I asked you a Crunch Exchange question about this yesterday, but it is big news in the area. Royce Freeman, Tyrell Crosby returning for their senior years next year, both citing Willie Taggart as a huge factor in their decisions. One, any chance Coach Taggart can come into our studios and try to sell some stuff for us? Because getting a first-day NFL running back to come back to play for you in your first season is a miracle. Two, this is smart for both kids. Freeman was banged up and overshadowed by his backup last season, and Crosby missed most of the year with an injury. Future is bright, but another year should help. Three, bruh, get your money when you can. Are you nuts? Even if you get picked in the fourth round, you are still an NFL player and making around $1 million per. If you're really good, you get a big extension and deal anyways. Get paid, G.
You know what's weird here? I almost feel twisted. I admire the guy, strength of character. He's generous. He's thinking of other people. I still think he's nuts for coming back. I can't get around it. I can't wrap this little pea brain around it. I'm going C.
There is apparently a spring football league starting up in 2017, and the NFL has nothing to do with it. The league will entirely consist of players not on NFL rosters. Could be a nice little feeder league, but if the NFL isn't involved, then maybe not. One, there's already a Canadian football league and an arena football league to fill whatever needs fans of football have during their off seasons. If the NFL isn't for you, then guess what? you're doomed. Two, more football? Cool. Sign me up. Only players who aren't good enough for the NFL? Fine. Yeah, whatever. Football. Could end up being a nice opportunity for fringe players to make some money and stay in shape. Three, is he hate me involved? Because if he hate me isn't involved, then I don't give a damn.
Wait a minute. What was A again?
There's already a CFL and Arena Football League. If the NFL isn't in your corner, then guess what? You're probably doomed as a league.
Yeah. First of all, it's already doomed. As the kick is in the air, the guy receiving it would be going to be like, yeah, I better hurry downfield because I'm done, A.
George Carl wrote a book, and in said book, he went after a couple of guys. He called Mello a user of people and addicted to the spotlight. He said J.R. Smith had an unbelievable shot selection and was always looking forward to the next contract. One, did Carl say anything untrue? Mello is selfish, addicted to the spotlight, and J.R. Smith is a certified chucker who used to take Sundays off with the Knicks because of hangovers. Two, not a good look for Carl taking shots at players in a book. A lot of this is clearly a way to sell more books because we wouldn't be talking about it if he didn't write these specific things. Now, a bunch of people will buy it, low blows, and kind of uncalled for. Three, wait, are we talking about a book? I don't read books. Books are for nerds.
Especially books written by George Carl that mentions Mello. You know, between them, what did George Carl get to one final with Seattle in 96? He was also the first coach to lose an 8-1. The level of who cares, I would need to first take flight lessons and then become a skywriter and write who cares. See.
Last one here. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Indiana Jones movies. Rank them. One, the original, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Karen Allen and Indy's relationship in the movie is great. It has Hitler going after the Ark of the Covenant. It has mystery. It has melting faces. Fantastic. Two, it's clearly The Last Crusade. As good as Karen Allen and Harrison Ford were together, the relationship between Sean Connery and Ford was even better. It has the Holy Grail in it, for God's sakes. A young River Phoenix as a young Indy, that's the one. Three, it's a push. They're both fantastic. As long as it isn't Temple of the Doom, which is garbage, and doesn't have Shia LaBeouf in it, then I'm good to go.
One of the great subtle lines in cinema history is, he chose poorly. I loved 1 and 3. Just like you said, in the third one, he accidentally got Hitler's autograph. I mean, how often does that happen? So, yeah, I'm going to go see 1 and 3 championship caliber films.